T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, guys, welcome to Hot Rods and Happy Hour. This is Rob Pitt, your host with the most. And in the studio, as always, we've got Smitty and Breezy.
What's going on, y'all?
What's happening, y'all?
Glad to have y'all back. I missed you guys.
I'm glad to be back. I missed it last week for sure.
I was tearing up.
I bet you were.
I was.
I know when you called us, I could hear the pain in your voice.
It was hurting. It was the sound of my heart breaking.
I know. You could hear it all the way around the world.
We're about to get Breezy back in order, though.
Well, I'm telling you. I mean, it's just like, it just ain't right. Well, it just ain't right.
I said we're going to get her back in order. She ain't never going to be right.
No. And then, of course, in the studio, as always, unless he's sick, Hot Rods and Happy Hour financial analyst / numbers guru, Richard Hoskins, the professor himself.
What's going on, Delray Beach, Florida?
That's what I'm screaming. And then, of course, we have Hot Rods and Happy Hour legal counsel / all-around cool car guy, Mr. Kobe Miller, in the studio.
What's going on, everyone?
I like Kobe. Just short and to the point.
Short and to the point.
So, you know, I've been looking at something that's really boggling my mind.
What you got there?
I'm a car guy. I've been around cars all my life. I've bought, sold, built, demolished, and other things with cars in my life. And you see trends in these cars. You see trends. You see things get popular. You see things go away. You see things come back and whatnot. How about the return of the mini truck?
Say it again.
The return of the mini truck. Hang on. Let me do it in
once my... Once more with feeling.
Let me do it in my sexy Luther Vandross voice. The return of the mini truck. Baby. But not that kind of mini truck.
What?
They ain't quite mini anymore.
No, they're not so mini trucks.
They're meaty trucks.
They are like 7/8 scale full-size trucks.
It's like you said last night, they... 5/16 tons.
Exactly. It's a 5/16 ton. But these trucks are cool, and apparently they're getting extremely popular. You know, Chevrolet did away with the S10, and then they came out with the Colorado, which the Colorado was kind of like the Colorado to me when it first came out was kind of like an extra medium shirt. It's just kind of odd. It was like the Dakotas.
Yes.
You know, it was like it's little, but it's not big either. It's not
but
little.
It's mighty,
not big.
Though.
It's what?
It's mighty.
Them,
no.
Like, yeah, it is.
The
in
color.
Its own right.
See, you sound like a mom. He can play too. But you see what I'm getting at. So, I mean, it's like, and then back in the day, if I see somebody driving a loaded Colorado, I was like, so you can't afford a Silverado? But, you know, well, they sold out of Silverados or something. I mean, why'd you buy this? And is this a loaner? And
do they still have 5 cylinders?
I don't know. I don't know. I drive a Silverado. I don't know.
I think they do still have the. I do think they have the 5 cylinder.
Mine has an 8 cylinder.
That's the loaded version with the 5 cylinder now.
That's loaded.
Yeah, that's the big motor.
You don't even get a whole 6.
Uh-uh.
They used to make a V8 Colorado.
They only made the V8 one year.
Did they?
Yeah.
I knew they were rare.
The Colorado is like the Go-Gurt. Of pickup trucks.
But see
trucks.
What's so funny about the Colorado to me, the Colorado is like the same size as like the OBS trucks. I mean, now the Silverado is like a size of like a 3500.
Well, they've made them bigger. They have made them meatier. You know, they're bulkier, I guess is the word. You know, they're kind of like... I don't know. I guess I describe them like I describe myself in high school. I was husky. It's stocky. You know what I mean? But now
they're robust.
They are. They're just cute. You know? I mean, just precious.
Dude, I was so excited when the Colorado come out, man. And I mean, putting being a mini trucker aside, I love the look of the Colorado.
I do love the look of the Colorado.
You know, they didn't do good when they first came out.
Not really. Because I mean they done took the S10 away and they went what? 5-6 years?
Between?
Couple.
I think it was one or two, but the Colorado is not an S10.
Exactly.
The S10's an icon.
Yeah, exactly. I agree 100%.
The Colorado.
I think Chevrolet ruined when they got rid of the S10. I think the Colorado will never compare to the S10.
Well,
it won't.
It's cool. I don't think there's room for the S10 anymore. I really don't. I think nobody buys a truck for what the S10 was intended for. The same reason, like the hard bodies, you know, now it's the Frontier. There's not a market for a hard body anymore. The only person that would buy them would be mini truckers. That's it.
Exactly. There's no market for a small truck.
A small, plain, little pickup truck.
I think there is. I think if someone...
Saying it doesn't come in a four-door?
No, I really do. I think, even now, it's hard to get, like, a Ford or a Chevrolet, even in a two-door work truck or something like that, for, like, construction people or whatnot. And I think if there was, like, a little hard body or a Zuzu or a Toyota or something like that was just a small little compact work truck, I think they would sell like hotcakes.
I don't, ma'am, just because, and, you know, like I said, mini trucker aside, people have gotten so used to a base model crank windows, AM, FM radio, full-size truck that they're not going to go back to the smaller compact style S10s and Rangers and little taco trucks. They're just not going to do it because you can't do enough work at them.
I think the market exists, but that honestly the companies aren't going to make the margin on them that the board of directors requires them to, so they're not going to make them.
Well, and this is my thing, is trucks have changed. You know, like we're talking about these trucks, the market, it is and it isn't, Richard. You know what I'm saying? Like, when you think about the little water company trucks or something like that, but now they're riding around in full-size trucks.
Well, trucks have gotten more luxury. People want luxury.
Well, and that's the thing. I mean, but even in the full-size, go find a regular cab.
That's what I'm saying. It's so hard to find, and I think that's where there's a market for them. Just a regular cab. Now, I'm not saying not have power windows.
Where's my dog going to ride?
Yeah. In your lap.
There's no leg room in this. Where am I going to put my yoga mat?
But, yeah, I just think there is a market.
It will blow out. No.
Stop doing yoga.
Never. But that's the thing with these trucks, that I think that the truck buyer has changed. All right. I'll give you a perfect example of how this has changed. In 2002... I drove a Ford Ranger, regular cab, and I loved it.
Love them.
Loved it. All right. I went to a 2006 full-size Silverado, regular cab, but it's a lot bigger truck still. Loved it. Then in 2011, I got a crew cab.
Yeah.
Now, if I get into a regular cab truck, I feel like I'm claustrophobic.
And it does. I mean, it's almost like people have gotten bigger in the car. Or the trucks back then were too small.
Well, and that's the thing. I've gotten smaller, but the truck is. But you know what I'm saying? My trucks have gotten bigger.
People have gotten spoiled.
Yes, exactly.
That is, and I mean, you got to think about it. There's more loaded out trucks now than there are work trucks.
Well, I mean, yeah, your truck, your Silverado right now has got 99% of the stuff that a Cadillac CTS has got.
Exactly, and I mean. I mean, that's the thing. I mean, I haul something in the back of my truck. And,
yeah, I mean, exactly. They don't make trucks for work anymore.
Well, it's kind of like what Richard said.
I don't
want
to scratch my spray in bed liner. Have you lost your mind?
It's kind of like Richard said. You know, the margin of these companies, now they're liking selling these $60,000, $70,000, $80,000, $90,000 trucks where they don't want to go back to selling a $15,000, $16,000, $20,000 truck. The margin ain't there like it is on a $100,000 truck or $80,000 truck.
But there's no such thing as a $15,000-$16,000 truck anymore.
That's what I'm
of
saying.
Of any kind.
That's what
used.
I'm saying.
Yeah, maybe.
Barely
used. Well, I tell you what, we gotta have a commercial break in here. But guys, we're talking about the not so many new mini trucks right here on Hot Rods and Happy Hour.
Right here on 106.3 WORD.
All right, guys, welcome back to Hot Rods and Happy Hour. This is Rob Pitts in the studio, of course. As always, we got our Hot Rod Happy Couple, Smitty and Breezy.
Hey, y'all.
What's up, y'all?
Sup, y'all.
Sup, y'all.
Sup.
And then, of course, we got Hot Rods and Happy Hour, financial analyst slash numbers guru, the professor himself, pocket protector in tow, Richard Hoskins.
Shout out to our buddy Justin out in H-Town, California.
Woot, woot. Then, of course, we got Hot Rods and Happy Hour, legal counsel slash all-around cool car guy, Mr. Kobe Miller.
What's going on, everyone?
So, we're talking about the not-so-many mini trucks. And, you know, we're talking about the Colorados. But my buddy, who actually works for a Ford dealership down in Florida, my buddy Nick, he was telling me about the Rangers. And I'll be honest with you, I don't really follow this stuff like that. I mean, I don't really blow my skirt up, so I don't really research it or anything like that.
But you look so good in a skirt.
I do have nice legs. I really do. I got some good-looking legs on. I mean, sexy voice, good-looking legs. I mean, I'm his total package.
Total package. Trucks.
But, so he was telling me about the new Rangers. And we were just kind of BSing back and forth. And he was talking about how expensive these things are.
Yeah.
And I'm like, he says, because when you say Ranger, I think about back to my O2 Ranger Edge. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm thinking $25,000, you know, something like that.
Ooh, yeah, these things the Edge.
Why bless your heart.
Why you want to look? Really?
Was it yellow?
It was red.
Okay. Anyhow,
I had white letter good years. Why are you stepping? I had the 3 OV6 automatic.
I had an 03 with a 4.0.
Was yours red?
And silver.
And blue.
And bagged and bodied. Let's be for real here.
Friggin' mini truckers. Anyway, so mine had a tape CD combination. But, you know, he was telling me about the new Rangers. And he sent me a picture of one at their dealership that came in. It's a Lariat loaded out. And I'm like, man, it's a cute little truck.
Yeah.
And he said, yeah, it's like $43,000. I'm like, get the heck out of Dodge.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
$1,000, not for four of them, but just one.
Yeah,
$43,000 for half a truck.
I don't want a half a dozen Rangers. I want one Ranger. How about that? $43,000. Now this is the kicker. If you go to Ford.com right now, woot! If you go literally, she pulls up. If you go to Ford.com and you build your Ranger. And you build it the cheapest way humanly possible. Four cylinder. I'm talking about windows is an option.
You don't need to breathe.
It's $26,000.
Yeah.
For what? A plain Jane four cylinder two wheel drive Ranger with padlocks on it.
Why?
All right. Do you realize you can buy an F-150 for $3,000 less base model?
$3,000
less?
Dear God.
Why? Why does this make sense? All right, that's like me selling two bags of sugar. I got one that's a half a pound, I'll sell you for $5. I got one that's 3 pounds, I'll sell you for $2. Which one are you going to buy?
The only thing I can think, because we were talking about this last night, and I've thought about it all day long, and this is a long shot, because I don't see Ford doing this, but the only thing I can think is that they're getting ready to phase out the F-150 and they're trying to get them gone.
No, they're not phasing out. They'll never. That's the best-selling vehicle of all time and probably the only thing that keeps Ford alive. Because the Mustangs kill everybody. Everybody knows that. But this is the thing. Brought to you by Ford. No, I'm just kidding. And, but this is the thing. I think that Ford is trying to do a Jedi mind trick. All right, kids. Anybody born after 1989, you don't know what I'm talking about. The Jedi mind trick is a classic move where, like, you throw something out at a higher price to get somebody to buy the target thing you want them to buy.
I can see that.
Just wonder if they're trying to push F-150 sales with Rangers. And the Rangers will be like some kind of corporate tax write-off on all their losers, but we'll keep making them anyway.
End up being like a limited edition thing.
And they sold more F-150s because of it.
I went out to the auto fair here in town, and the Ranger was there. And that Ranger... And it was a good-looking truck, but you can take, let's say, a Ford Platinum, okay, Mac Daddy, you ain't getting no better. That Ranger was in, now, this one wasn't the deluxe one, it was a mid-grade, but it had every option that a Platinum had. And it was a sharp-looking, really good-looking truck in and out. Everything about it. I see where they're coming from at $30,000-something, because you can't get into a platinum truck for under $70,000-$75,000.
Yes and no.
So you're getting...
But you're getting less truck with more options.
Exactly. But, again, where they're coming from is... Not everybody wants to be riding around in a school bus that size of a vehicle.
A half-ton truck isn't a school bus.
Well, compared to the little, the mid-size Ranger, it is. But now you got to think.
They're pretty big.
Think of your F-150 in the 80s, and then think of your F-150 now, how much bigger it is. Think of all your trucks now, like even a Tundra and all that. They're so much bigger now. And it,
am I the only one that when somebody says Tundra, I still think about it like a little Toyota pickup?
Yeah,
but they're not.
I got a new Tundra, and they come pulling up in this...
Two-ton truck now.
Yeah, really. You know, it's bigger than a Silverado, and you're like,
yeah,
what in the heck?
Why?
I'm so glad my Uncle Leroy is not alive to see this. But that's a story for another time.
Dr. Pepper would be flowing.
Airware. So... But you know what I mean? But every time, but when people say that, yeah, I got my new Tundra. And I'm like, or somebody told me, yeah, I pulled my car trailer one time. I'm like, well, that little Toyota truck, yeah, that's
little
cute.
Bitty thing.
But it's now, such a big name.
Yeah, it's a that's cute.
It's so cute.
It's kind of like when people got little Chihuahua dogs and they call it Killer or something. Yeah. You know, that's cute. You know, but now you drive your Ranger. And that's another thing. What are you going to pull with a Ranger? A wheelbarrow?
I never checked the actual towing capacity, but I'm probably pretty sure it's pretty high.
It actually is high. I know the Colorados are right up there with the Silverados.
Yeah, which
is,
that's what I'm saying. So you could probably pull like a Tundra, even like my size Tundra. I got a 06 Tundra. I've pulled my car trailer. I've pulled cars on it.
Oh, well, I
pulled
a camper. But it's a full-size truck. I understand that. It's just I can't. I'm used to the Tacomas and the little Toyotas. I just think when you said Toyota truck, that's what I think of.
Yeah.
But that's the thing. Like, these Rangers are pretty much got the same towing capacity, like you say, as, like, the Ford F-150s and stuff.
But you got half the size, half the motor. Well, not on the F-150s because they put V6s in them.
EcoBoost, I mean.
The Ford Ranger's towing capacity is 7,500 pounds.
That's insane.
Which is huge.
I mean, huge. I mean, you think about it. Our 03, 02, I mean, it was probably, what, four?
Mm-hmm. At the most?
At the most, yeah. I mean, you're dragging it.
I'm telling you what else is dragging. These commercial breaks dragging right in on us, guys.
God, man, they come so fast.
All right, guys, hang tight. We're talking about the new not-so-many mini trucks right here on Hot Rods and Happy Hour.
Right here on 106.3 WORD.
All right, guys, welcome back to Hot Rods and Happy Hour. Of course, in the studio, as always, we got Smitty and Breezy.
What's poppin' pimpin'? He's so cool, he don't even need an intro.
He's blowing bubbles over there. We can talk about mini trucks. Next thing you know, Smitty's over there just like, psh, psh.
You should watch him walk. He's going to fall on the ground.
Wrong mini truck.
He just does that during the commercial break for no reason.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, we close out. He's like, psh.
Hey, the hydraulics on this chair is going to be wore out the time I get done. This night.
His chair's on bags. And then, of course, we got Hot Rods and Happy Hour, financial analyst slash numbers guru, the professor himself, Richard Hoskins.
Big shout out and hang in there to the people in Hell, Michigan. I understand it's going to be a pretty wild week for most people in the world because it is officially frozen over.
Hell is frozen over. I actually sold a truck to a guy in Michigan. I feel bad for them. Like, it's like negative 22.
Yeah, that's stupid.
And they're getting excited because it's going to be in the 40s this weekend.
That's bad.
But when you think about it, that's a 60-degree difference.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
They're going to be running around in Bermuda shorts.
They're going to be like, let's go get some ice cream.
That's what I'm saying.
That's about like us this week. You figure we've been real cold, and this weekend is supposed to be right at 60. So that's going to be nice and toasty.
That's what I'm saying. So, of course, we got Hot Rods and Happy Hour Legal Counsel, all-around cool car guy, Mr. Kobe Miller.
What's going on, everyone?
Now, Richard, when we were at break, brought up a very interesting point. Now, Richard, the professor, has been in car sales. He is no stranger to the Jedi mind trick. Tell us about it.
All right. Well, you mentioned the possibility, the theory, that possibly Ford created the Ranger to get people onto the lot so they could sell them an F-150. And Kobe says that's a little far-fetched, and it seems like it is. But Mazda built a car called the 2, and the sole purpose for its existence was to get people on the lot so they could try to sell them a 3 or a 6.
You know, we've talked about bad car names before. calling a car the number two is a really bad thing. You know what I'm saying? I mean, that's a really crappy name for a car. You know what I mean?
That is a really crappy name.
I mean, I hate to use toilet potty humor, but you know what I mean. When you say they invented the number, could you imagine when the guy came
they knew
out
what they were doing.
And I'm going to call it the number two. Really? Somebody should have flushed. That looks like poo. That's hilarious. Number two.
They knew what they were doing.
Yeah. So they built a car to sell another car.
Exactly. And it wasn't as hard as it sounds because a lot of the mechanicals are the same as other stuff that they sell in, like, Japanese markets or whatnot. Actually, I think the whole car is something that they sell in Japanese markets, but they brought it here solely to get you to buy a better car, which is kind of ironic, actually, because the 2 is a pretty good car. Like, if you like little, like, toss-around go-karts, it's actually a pretty good car. And it got really good reviews, but, you know.
If you want to race down the street, pull somebody on skates behind.
But if you go to the Mazda dealer and you try to drive one, they're going to try to sell you something else.
Did it have 2 seats?
No, they're 5 doors.
What was that? Daewoo car or whatever that was around for like, 2 minutes? What was that really based
well,
to
you know,
make?
Daewoo was owned by Mercedes-Benz.
Yep.
I think they were bought by GM, actually, after.
Yeah, and when then Kia, they just, like, crushed them.
When Kia come out, when they first started coming around, 99% of their parts were stamped with the Daewoo.
Yeah,
the do you know what the first Kia sold in the United States was?
A Sophia.
Yes, branded, but that wasn't the first Kia in the United States.
What was the first Kia?
Ford Festiva.
Really?
That was a Kia.
Now, that's a dumb.
Yeah.
You want to talk about one of... I'm probably not going to sleep tonight because the professor told me that. That was the first... Kia, see, the thing you got to think about in Korea, Kia is like General Motors.
Yes.
Right.
Like here, and I mean, Kia has grown as a brand over the years, but like, I remember when they first came out, this is when I first was really getting to the swing of selling used cars, and you know, when you're selling used cars, you know what makes really cheap used cars? Really cheap new cars. And, like, I remember I bought a Kia Sportage. It kind of looks like a... That's when they look like a Geo Tracker. Yeah. They had the canvas top on them.
10-year, 100,000-mile warranty.
No, this was before that, too.
Yeah, I don't even want to talk about that.
Is this when you could do the buy one, get one?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, they'd give you a Kia Rio if you bought a Sportage.
Yes, yeah.
I've actually bought the free Rio before from somebody. You talk about a 5-speed, roll-up windows,
yeah.
Plain Jane.
No radio.
Nothing. Nothing at all. Like, I don't think it had gauges in it. You know? Like, you checked your fuel with a little stick.
Like an old bug.
So I just guess.
So, but anyway, like, or you slam the door on it, and I mean, it just sounds hollow, like yeah. A tin can. Tink. But, I mean, they were decent cars, and they were kind of a gimmick. Now Kia's making... 30,000, 40,000, like
yeah.
Hyundai.
Yeah.
I mean, they've got Hyundais that look like Mercedes.
Kind of blows Buicks that look like Mercedes.
Yeah, yeah. But that's a Buick. Everybody's grandma had one.
Is Hyundai not owned by Kia, or Kia not owned by Hyundai?
Kia is owned by Hyundai.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
See,
Now, see, I did hear that Kia is going to be releasing a truck here in the next year or two.
Well, see, Kia's been kicking that idea around for a while,
yeah,
actually.
That's been like,
but it's like really, really
well, you
getting
know, they
kicked.
Came out with their V8 SUV, and I'll tell you another thing that Kia makes that a lot of people don't realize. Kia makes a lot of heavy-duty equipment engines, too.
Yeah.
Like small equipment engines. They have a diesel engine, a turbo diesel.
Hyundai makes forklifts and stuff.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you think if they put this technology in their mini trucks,
yeah.
If Kia came out with a mini truck.
Well, we see what happened when them, when the Asian market come out with the truck.
Exactly.
Line.
You know what?
That's not a truck.
That's not a truck. You know what that is? That's an Odyssey with a back cut
exactly.
off.
Exactly.
That's not a truck.
Exactly. That's not I agree 100%.
Yeah. That right there is like comparing Steve Irwin to Crocodile Dundee. That's not a truck.
That looked just like a avalanche.
Watch me now.
No, watch your mouth.
It looked like an avalanche got washed on high heat.
Exactly. It shrunk. Yeah. When my heat and air guy has a Honda Ridgeline.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, exactly. I changed heat and air guys. I'm just saying.
Does he like farm out the delivering new units and stuff to people that have a truck.
That's cute.
He's got a little trailer from Tractor Supply.
Do you Uber out of that? But you can haul two bags of groceries back there. But with your bed extender. That's another one that blew my mind, the bed extender. Who came up with this? The bed extender. Sounds like to me you need a truck with a bed on it if you need a bed extender.
Get more than a 4-foot bed.
It's got a bed extender.
Yeah.
The Ridgeline's an Accord El Camino.
That's a good one. That's a good one. It is the Japanese mullet.
out of the auto show, one of the key things, like on the new Dodges and the new Chevrolets and all this, is the transforming tailgate that turns into like a cooler and a step and an exercise mat and everything else.
Did you see the new GMC Sierras with their tailgates? Them things got like a Thighmaster on them.
What I'm saying. They have like, exercise mats that come out.
It's got an escalator comes down.
I mean, handles that pop out. I mean, this thing is getting ridiculous on these tailgates.
Who the hell's had this much trouble getting in the back of a truck?
Yeah, I'm sure
the guys on the job are really going to make use of that.
Yeah, really. Hang on, Earl.
But then if something happens to your tailgate, you got to spend like $10,000 to get a new tailgate.
But do you really need that? I mean,
no.
I mean, I've got a truck with step pockets on the bumpers. If you can pick your foot up 3 feet, you can step into the back of the truck. Do you need 4 steps?
And a handle.
And a handle?
Yeah, the handle's what kills
me. And the other thing you got is like on that...
And a beer cooler so you can take a break on the way up.
Yeah, and it has like a spot that you can pull out like this little mat thing. I don't know what the mat really does. I guess you wipe your feet before stepping on your tailgate.
It's a yoga mat.
I think it's before you wipe your feet on before you step on the step so you don't get your tailgate dirty.
You know what?
It's a truck.
I'm just saying.
Those Alpha King commercials are starting to make sense now. Wake up, America!
Exactly.
I think everybody needs a dose of that. What we can do is we just need to take all the money we're spending on tailgates and spend on that junk and send it out to everybody. And everybody be driving Silverados, not Ridgelines, or trucks with tailgates with escalators in them. And next thing you know, problem solved. America's great again. Bald eagles are flying. Star Spangled Banner, fireworks, apple pie, everything.
Everybody can start driving C-10s again, and we can get back to where we started.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, John Cougar Mellencamp playing in the background. I'm just throwing that out there to you. I mean, you know what I mean? I've been wrong before. I tell you what ain't wrong. It was these commercial breaks, man. We get on a rant, we got to stop again.
Man.
Guys, we're talking about the not-so-many mini trucks right here on Hot Rods and Happy Hour.
Right here on 1863 WORD.
All right, guys, welcome back to Hot Rods and Happy Hour. This is Rob Pitts. And of course, in the studio, we got Smitty and Breezy.
What's up, y'all?
What's happening?
And then, of course, we have the professor himself, Richard Hoskins.
What's happening to our homies in Woodstock, Georgia?
And then, of course, we got Hot Rods and Happy, our legal counsel / all-around cool car guy, Mr. Kobe Miller.
What's going on, everyone?
Throwing up.
Throwing up? What?
He said, throw it up.
What?
Mike Jones?
Who? The one and only.
Richard's on a roll tonight.
No, I do want to take a second. Kobe is my hero right now.
Oh, Lord.
Kobe came over this weekend, and my car that I just spent well over $1,000 getting quote-unquote fixed by people that were fixing things that needed to be done, Kobe really fixed it with the tie off of my loaf of bread.
So
that's
now,
why y'all were talking about bread ties.
Yeah.
Okay, I was so confused. I thought y'all were talking about like
Kobe told
bread.
Me what was wrong, and he said we need some rigid wire. And I was like, well, I got a loaf of bread. He's like, does that have the tie on it? And I was like, yeah, it does. I drove my car to work yesterday.
So this is what I'm saying. So now instead of Richard's Marauder being called Leroy Brown, now it's called Loaf Bread.
And instead of Marauder, it's called Merida.
The Merida. I love it. Hey, you know what? It works.
It works.
It works. That's all that matters. Starts running bad, get you a new bread tie.
That's right.
It's time to switch your bread ties. So, but we're not talking about bread ties. We're talking about these newfangled new mini trucks. Not them kind of mini trucks. You know what? Since you said that, Do you see the customizers wanting to customize these trucks? When we go to SEMA this year, are we going to see a body dropped new Ranger?
Yes.
Do you think not? I mean, look, dude, it's got four wheels that fits billets. It's got a frame that can be cut.
I hope it might be made out of paper mache or something.
Well, that'll make it even easier to mend back.
All aluminum.
Oh, it's all aluminum. That's cute.
And see, that's a point that I was going to bring up where y'all was talking about, you know, did they make the Ranger to sell more F-150s? Think about how mad people were when the F-150 come out with the aluminum beds. You know they took a hit. And you don't really see that many nice and new F-150s on the road.
You do see a lot of them Silverados.
You do see a lot of Silverados.
See a lot of Dodges.
Tundras.
And them Dodges.
But look at your Camaros. They're made out of aluminum.
Well, that's a car.
I know, but I'm saying even Chevrolet next year, that I read a thing in Motor Trend that they're going to an all-aluminum body.
I heard that, too.
Well, they're all going to, because by 20-something, 2020-something, all vehicles on the road just got to have X amount of miles per gallon and all of this. And that's the only way you're going to do it is to make it lighter.
And add gears.
Yeah, exactly.
They're going to have a 22 speed.
Fast and the Furious.
I mean, that's nuts, though. I mean, like, you had a 2-speed automatic in the late 50s and in the 60s, and now, you know, 60 years later, now you have a 12-speed.
Exactly.
And I'm not talking about a Peterbilt. I'm talking about a Dodge.
Yep.
Car.
Yeah, with two pedals.
With a 10-speed automatic. I had a 10-speed. When I was 10,
a Schwinn.
Yeah, you were your little levers. Oh, crap, I threw my chain off. That didn't happen much. I was kind of fat, so I didn't pedal a lot. But you know what I mean. But, that's too much like work.
I'm going back to the couch.
Screw this. But anyway. So, we're talking about the not-so-many-many trucks. And so, you think they will fix them? You think the customizers will be out there? And, I mean, you got to think about it. The automotive aftermarket, yes, of course. Anything that sticks on with two-sided tape, vent visors, whatever, yeah, other I tacky mean, whatever. Accessory.
Yeah.
But I'm talking about like a bagged and body-dropped 2020 Ranger, yo.
I think it'll be there. I really do.
You I think hope it isn't. One thing in Vegas I hope I don't see.
Well, we'll see it when we're there, because I'm telling you, it'll be
I've
there.
Seen Fat Elvis, Skinny Elvis, and Chewbacca in the same spot. I don't want to see a new Ranger bagged and body dropped.
I want to see any truck bagged and body dropped. I ain't even going to lie.
How about a Ridgeline?
I'd look at it.
You said any truck.
I'd look at it. I'd probably kick rocks at it. I didn't say I'd like it. I just said I want to see it.
Somebody is going to do it, regardless. I mean, you do have, what is it, Texas Metal out there?
Oh,
they'll probably be the first one to do it.
They're going to put a Cummins in it.
Extensive.
There you go.
It's got a 600 horsepower.
they're going to do it and build a one-off custom chassis.
500 horsepower? 600 horsepower.
They'll be the one to do it.
I can't get into that show.
No, it's so hard.
I try to like it. I really do. Like, I really went into it with a very open mind.
Like, I've known Heath out there for a long time that does their interior stuff. He's a really good stereo guy, and he's a really good interior guy. And I talk to him back and forth sometimes, and I don't really want to say this out loud, but...
You're not. You're just right here in company. Nobody's
just
listening.
Nobody's just
the five of us.
Yeah, it's just, you know... We'll just leave it out there that a lot of that stuff is just horrible.
It's made for TV.
Well, yes. Once I got Justin Benoit on my Facebook, the guy that had the Denali, the first episode, the white one. You seen that?
Oh, yeah.
If you seen that truck afterwards?
Horrible.
Oh, it's awful. I mean, absolutely awful. I mean, that dude spent a lot of money to get that truck redone.
Or how about the... What was the guy that had the dually? The Platinum dually.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh my.
That's
Lord.
It. Yeah. The Denali.
Platinum dually. It was a Ford.
No, this was the
I know.
The one.
What Josh yeah, I'm wrong. Talking I'm wrong. About. No, yeah, I'm there wrong. Was a yeah, Platinum dually, yeah. Brand new. Yeah. They brought it straight.
That
in.
Was a 2018.
Yeah.
F-350.
Platinum. And it was a SEMA.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But like it had to be redone before it went to SEMA.
Redone. Yeah. Well, I'm not sure before SEMA.
It might have been shortly after. But
shortly after. It didn't last too long.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know, man. I mean, like, you don't even see a lot of Colorados that are customized.
Well, those Colorados are, like, I've seen a lot. But, I mean, if you think back at the last model Blazers, you remember how far down the frame was from that, from the rocker panel? I mean, if you lay that truck out on frame, it still looked like it's a mile and a half off the ground. And a lot of people run into that with those Colorado. But, I mean, I've seen some really nice Colorados that are, I mean, bag body, laying on big wheels and everything else that are absolutely gorgeous.
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 You describe that like someone describes the Grand Canyon. It's gorgeous. It's majestic.
It's majestic.
And you're talking about a Colorado.
I love them, dude. I mean, I love the original Colorados. These new ones, no.
Now we're going to get back to like trucks, like we were talking about. Now,
Kobe don't like talking about switches.
No, I don't mind switches. I don't mind them at all.
He got his finger caught in a chain steering wheel.
Yeah, exactly, and it hurt like crap. But
it brings back bad memories.
Yeah, it does.
It makes his pinkies hurt. Quit, Josh.
You have to have PTSD.
Yeah, there you go. But no, now, I think about like you were talking about, the Colorado and the Ranger. Now, let's step back into the 90s with the Dakota and the Durango. That was like this midsize, and everybody thought Dodge was crazy when they did that.
I'm going to fit on a little secret. Dodge is crazy.
I know, but
Dodge
what I'm saying
crazy
is
with that Durango, because all of them ran for crap.
Oh, the man with Brad Ties holding his car together speaks in. Hey, chime in.
Hey, that's all it takes. Hey.
But no, I'm serious though. But now like Colorados are that same size as the Dakota. The Ranger's the same size as the Dakota. Now, was Dodge ahead of them? Were they just stepping out on a limb when they did them?
No.
I had a Dakota. I had a 99 Dakota I actually loved, other than the gas mileage, because it got 10 miles a gallon no matter what.
Well, that is a Dodge.
Smitty had a Dakota. He loved it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I loved mine.
That was our wedding truck.
That thing was, mine was black, silver, beautiful truck. I loved that truck.
Love it. But well, I'll tell you what I don't love is commercial breaks. And we got to take one, guys. Hang tight. We've got a lot more Hot Rods and Happy Hour headed your way.
Right here on 106.3 WORD.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.